This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, eight-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into the Adam Carriker Show, the show that gives you unbridled honesty, unique insights, and producer Jake and I are going to have a lot of fun in the process. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can check out all things 93.7, The Ticket at theticketfm.com. Also, anywhere you get your podcasts, YouTube, TV, radio, it's every freaking where. Also, the Carriker Chronicles, go to YouTube, go to podcasts. Go to just about every freaking where. But if you go to CharacterChronicles.com, you can get everything you need there as well. All right, we got a loaded show. Micah Mazzucca, quite the interesting, I don't know, it's an interesting thing in my mind. I feel like things keep shifting and things don't make sense. And we're just going to debate and have a little bit of fun. Jake and I will. Little Nebraska volleyball. They are the only, you probably heard this a while back. The only women's sport in all of college football, only women's team in all of women's sports across the college. My God, Jake, help me out here. The only women's team in the country to make a profit a year ago. There. That was incredibly easy for me to say. I talk for a living, people. We're going to talk Nebraska volleyball because they don't get talked about enough. I like to be a show that talks about a lot of Husker sports across the board, not just football. Obviously, the primary sport right now is football because it's football season. But I like to show a lot of Husker sports, a lot of love. I brought on the women's basketball coach, Amy Williams, the soccer coach, a lot of different coaches. I've chatted with Will Bolt in the past. Hopefully he'll join me at some point as well. I like to bring on an eclectic mix of folks, coaches, people from different sports, and show all Husker sports a lot of love. And then the Big Ten and SEC. I will never forget. Last summer I was doing one of my Big Ten shows that I used to do that I walked away to do the ticket, walked away from, with all due respect, to do the ticket and the Carriker Chronicles. But I was doing that. And there was a national pundit that came on. And I brought up the idea that the Big Ten and the SEC might just walk away and do their own thing one day because they have the power to do so. And he accused me of being a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. And Jake knows. I have no problem buying into conspiracy theories, especially when it comes to sports. But the tinfoil hat thing, that was the thing that actually offended me. I was like, tinfoil hat? What is this, the movie Signs? But the Big Ten and the SEC are getting together, and they're putting together is it actually out there? Like, is it a real thing, or is it something that they're just talking about, Jake, this new college football playoff proposal?
So the athletic directors of the Big Ten and the SEC are going to meet and discuss this. It's expected that they are going to propose four auto bids from 2026 moving forward for each respective conference.
There you go. So basically, and they're also talking. So what year does that start? I've got the article in front of me here, but what year does it start?
I believe it would be 2026.
All right. So this year and next year, we got the 12-team playoff. And then 2 years from now, which would be, I believe, 2026, they have, in principle, figured out the money, not exactly how it's going to work, but a 14-team playoff. So when they met all those months ago, all the conferences, all the commissioners, all the powers that be, all the suit wearers, all they did was figure out who was going to make what money. They didn't figure out who got the automatic seeds, who got this, who got that. They didn't care about any of that. They just cared about who's going to make the money. So just so you know where the priority is, where it's always been, at least they don't hide behind, we care about student athletes and we want their best interest. No, you don't. You never did. I knew when I was at Nebraska that I was just a spoke on a wheel. I was aware of that. I used to actually use the term meat factory. It doesn't mean people in Nebraska didn't care about me, but I know I understood the NCAA, and now it's been exposed all these years later as a facade and a sham, and nobody respects it, and frankly, I don't even know why it's still around. But it was always a meat factory. You were always a spoke on a wheel. You were always just another cog in the machine of the NCAA, which at the time was the money-making machine. Now the power has shifted to really the Big Ten and the SEC, But they don't hide behind this facade of we care about student athletes and student is before athlete for a reason. No, 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 and no. None of that was true. None of it was ever true. Just like player safety is not a real thing in the NFL. It's a facade. It's a mirage to protect their business. It's so moms and dads will continue, much like I did, to put their kids in tackle football so their game still exists in 10 to 15 years. That's all it is. It's also a business ploy. If people think you're trying to take care of your employees, in this case, the players, people are much more likely to look at you as something that's valid and something that they want to watch and they want to support. If you come out and say, we can care less about the safety of our players, all we want to do is make money, people aren't going to support that. That might be the case, but they're being much more open about these types of things in college football. And if you just got your eyes open, it's beyond obvious for everyone to see. So the Big Ten and the SEC, they're meeting. And 2 years from now, the revenue has been decided. The SEC is going to make X amount. The Big Ten is going to make X amount. Jake, could you actually look up those amounts real quick? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to talk about the amounts that each conference is going to make. And just a reminder, we're going to talk about Nebraska volleyball, Mike and Mazuka. Matt Slauson, my former teammate, former Husker offensive lineman, is going to join me at 12:30 as well. He does a lot of coaching here locally, right? Norris, I believe his kids go to Norris. He lives kind of in the surrounding Lincoln area. Former Husker, former teammate of mine, is going to join me at 12:30. But they've agreed in principle to a 14-team playoff. How much each conference is going to make or guaranteed to make. And now they're getting down to a little bit more brass tacks of, hey, the SEC should be guaranteed four teams and the Big Ten should be guaranteed four teams. Now, if it were to stay a 12-team playoff and you do simple math, the SEC is four, Big Ten is four, that's eight. The ACC champ gets in, that's nine. Big 12 champ gets in, this is assuming the ACC is still around, that's 10. G5 qualifier gets in. That's 11. I guess that leaves a spot for Notre Dame because apparently they still don't have to join a conference just yet. So there's your 12 potentially, but at least they're going to go to 14. So that opens up two more slots potentially for obviously whoever. All right. Another Big Ten team, another SEC, ACC, Big 12. In theory, G5, but that's never going to happen. Or another independent team that's out there. But the Big Ten, the SEC are meeting about this. And this is what they're going to propose. But here's the deal. I remember when they were discussing how the revenue should be shared and split up for the 14-team playoff in a couple of years, the SEC and the Big Ten wanted, because the first two teams, right, the first two seeds out of a 14-team playoff get automatic buys, the one and two. Everybody else plays. And the Big Ten and SEC said, we want the automatic number one and two seed, the first two buys each and every year. And I honestly thought they were going to get it. I guess the ACC and Big 12 bucked up a little bit. I didn't know they had much leverage, but apparently they do. But there's a very real possibility at that point in time where the Big 10 and SEC were going to say, we're just going to go over here and have our own playoff and you can do your own thing. That's still a very real possibility. So I guess what I'm getting at is that could still happen one day. If the ACC implodes, I mean, the teams that everybody wants, and you can rank them however you want, from Florida State to North Carolina to Virginia to Clemson to Miami. The odds are most of those teams are going to go Big Ten SEC and they're just going to get stronger. There's outside rumors that Miami could potentially go to the Big 12 because the SEC and Big Ten will probably value North Carolina, Florida State, Clemson, and even Virginia due to the revenue that would be generated from Virginia and the state of Virginia over a small private university like the University of Miami. There's actually more value placed on the University of Virginia than the University of Miami. And so maybe Miami ends up going to the Big 12. But basically, the Big 10 and the SEC would probably split up the most powerful, important, lucrative properties, aka universities from the ACC, and they would just get stronger. And if the Big 12 got a few here and there, I guess the Big 12 gets stronger, but relatively speaking, are you going to maintain the amount of strength that you're gaining versus the amount of strength that the Big 10 and SEC are gaining? So there could come a day where the Big 10 and SEC just split off and do their own thing. And again, if you look at the top 25 recruiting rankings from this past year, February, early national signing days, really signing day, but things don't become officially official because that's an officially official term until February, early February. The top 25 teams in the country with the top 25 recruited rankings per team, easy for me to say, were all Big Ten, SEC, and Notre Dame. There wasn't a single Big 12. I take that back. Miami and Florida State were in there. Sorry. They were all Big Ten, SEC, and then there was Notre Dame, Miami, Florida State. But if Miami, Florida State also go to the Big Ten or SEC, Big Ten or SEC, it's all those two conferences. And eventually Notre Dame probably joins. Now, logistically speaking, it makes the most sense for them to join the Big Ten, but they just kind of do what, because why are they even associated with the ACC? Who knows? They might just go to the SEC just for kicks and grins. I have no idea. But there could be conceivably a day where a couple of things happen. And I'm kind of getting way down the road, right? So for now, what we know is in 2026, the SEC and Big Ten want four teams a piece from each conference getting in out of the 14 teams, which gives you an ACC champ. Again, as long as they're still around that conference, the Big 12, G5, that gives you 11. So that gives you three open spots, three at-large spots, three wildcard spots, whatever you want to call them, to go to Notre Dame or whoever, okay? But eventually, maybe even beyond that, because you got to remember the ACC's ESPN contract between the ACC and the ESPN can be voided by ESPN in 2027. So in theory, in about three seasons from now, the ESPN has the ultimate sledgehammer when it comes to the ACC conference. Now, you could argue it's more valuable to them to have the SEC and the ACC, which is currently what they have, rather than getting rid of one of their properties, which is the ACC conference, and merging it all into the SEC. There's an argument to be made that maybe that's more lucrative.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Because now you would see Miami versus Alabama. You would see if Miami didn't go to the Big 12. Depends on where all these teams end up. Okay. But you could see some intriguing matchups that you've never seen before if they're all just in the SEC or all in the Big 10 conference. What could eventually happen one day? And I actually think when it comes to conference championship games, like maybe even starting next year, instead of taking the top two teams from each conference, there's so many teams in each conference and so many teams that won't get to play each other. I think you got to take the top four and play it on down. Because I think you're going to have two teams, but you could easily have four teams all with relatively similar in-conference schedules. And they may not have played each other. And just taking the top two teams may not be enough to figure out a conference champion without a whole lot of, hey, well, these guys could have easily been in, but they just got snubbed. Kind of like the old national championship playoff picture back in the BCS era when we just took two. Then you go to 05, the season where Auburn was undefeated and got completely snubbed. They had no chance of getting in. They were number three in the country. That's because there was two undefeated teams in front of them. USC and Texas that year, great Rose Bowl. But Auburn still got left out. Still undefeated SEC champ, won the Sugar Bowl. Beat Virginia Tech, I want to say by 12 points. We have to double check the exact score, and got left out. You could start to see that within these major conferences with so many teams and so many good teams. So I think also there's more money to be made. If you take the top four teams and play it on down for the conference championships at the end of the year, that's one way you could do this. But then ultimately what could happen is you maybe the top four SEC teams play each other to figure out the SEC champ. If the ACC goes away, and there really is separation from the Big 12. Everybody else already kind of poo-poos all over the G5 other than Jake and I. You could have the top four SEC teams play for the SEC championship. The top four Big 10 teams play for the Big 10 championship. And you could almost argue that in a way, potentially down the road, could become the playoff itself. The Big 10 champ, the SEC champ, if they break away from everybody else, which could potentially happen. And I know I'm putting the cart before the horse. And that's okay. These are conversations that I've had with people who have an idea of what's actually going on. That could potentially down the road be your actual college football playoff and your eventual national championship game, almost like the AFC and the NFC, kind of how that happens within the NFL. Conferences could get so big. If you've got 24 plus teams, you could have different pods, aka divisions, like the AFC East, the AFC North. All of a sudden, you got the division champs that are going to be in the mix to, let's say there's four different divisions within the SEC conference. You got your four division champs. Then you got your two or three wild card teams. And then they played all the way through, kind of like the NFL does, to find the SEC champ. And that winner goes to the national championship game, which is the same way teams go from the AFC to winning the AFC championship to the Super Bowl. And eventually that could be how it works one day. Now, I could be talking 8 to 10 years down the road, or I could be talking a lot sooner, because the SEC and Big Ten at any point in time could say, we're going to take our ball and we're going to go, and there's nothing you can do about it. NCAA can't stop them. Big 12 ACC can't stop them. So maybe I'm putting the cart way before the cart, way before the cart, way before the horse. I understand all that, but these are conversations that have been had, and they're very, very real. Now, I think the ACC would have to no longer exist, which I think is very, very plausible, in order for this to happen, because then the Big Ten and SEC could exponentially grow and add high, high revenue universities. Okay. We were originally just supposed to talk about 4 SEC, 4 Big Ten teams, and that was it, Jake. I kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent there.
Playoffs do that.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. The scenario that I just created, which is basically the SEC, let's call it the NFC. The Big Ten, let's call it the AFC, with pods and division champs, and then wild card teams getting in, and eventually the Big Ten champ meeting the SEC champ, much like the AFC and NFC champ meet. And eventually, because we have 2-minute warnings in college football for some reason, yet they still stop the clock to move the change. My point is simply this. College is mirroring the NFL more and more and more. So do you think the scenario that I proposed down the road, knowing that the SEC and the Big Ten are already starting to strong arm people, and because they can, and they're going to get this through, I think, eventually. If it's not this try, it'll be the next try. Because they've got all the cards. Do you think the scenario that I just painted is crazy? Is like 15 down the road, years down the road, if it's not crazy, 10 years, 5 years, or Adam, it's not going to happen, and I think you're crazy. What do you think?
I think it's headed that way. I think you got to get to I think you're kind of going to get to maybe a 5 to 10 year conversation. I think we're going to go through much of what we did with the BCS, where every year it's like, well, this specific scenario didn't work out, so let's tinker with it here, and then, well, that didn't work out, so let's tinker with it here. So they're gonna tinker with this playoff as much as they want to, but eventually, you're right, the Big Ten and the SEC have all the power, and why would they give up any of it? I'm surprised that they've made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next question is, you know, the AFC NFC thing's one idea. When does it just become the NFL? When does the Big Ten or the SEC, you know, combined together to just have one big league, and then you're kind of back to where you start? All this is going to be circular to the point where go, hey, maybe we should just play geographically in these pods or divisions, and then be right back to where we started.
Right back to where we started, but making a whole lot more money and a lot less people included. Think about all the teams in the Big 12. Think about all the G5 teams, and I know people don't really include them to begin with. I guess they get one team in for right now, but even that's kind of very, very risky trial basis at the moment. Like if Boise gets in and they don't represent, the G5 might be gone in 2 years in this playoff, which is not going to thrill me, but that's a topic for another day. So the scenario that I created, you could actually kind of see that happening down the road potentially.
Yeah, very much so. Again, I'm somewhat surprised that we've made it this far without them strong arming a little bit, you know, more. And now we're getting more reports. They're going to start strong arming a little bit.
So I was genuinely surprised when they decided to expand to the 14-team playoff. Like, we're eventually going to be to 16 teams, and I don't know where it's going to go from there. We've opened up Pandora's box is what's happened, and it's a slippery slope, and I don't know where it's going to end. Eventually, we're going to go to 16, but what we know for sure is we're going to 14 teams in 2 years from now. I was immensely surprised, and I know the Big 12 and ACC were quite mad that the Big 10 and SEC had the gall to ask that their conference champs automatically get the 1 and 2 seed in the automatic first round bye in the 14-team playoff. And then, I don't want to say the Big 12 and ACC got their way, but the Big 10 and SEC don't get the automatic 1 and 2 seed. That shocked me. I couldn't believe it. So I guess the Big 10 and SEC, they're probably trying to feel things out. Like, we know it's kind of like Jurassic World. Okay, where they created that dinosaur in the lab, which was like a raptor and a T-Rex and everything all into once, and then the dinosaur gets out. And it's trying to figure out who's the biggest, baddest dinosaur on the block. And it's just going around Jurassic World and killing everything. And I forget who said it in the movie, but somebody says, you don't want to be there when that thing figures out it's the king of the jungle, or whatever it says in the movie. The Big Ten and SEC are kind of like, we think we're the biggest, baddest dudes out here. The moment they figure out without a doubt that they are, I'm just going to say it, all hell is going to break loose and nobody can do anything about it. All right. So the original conversation, and then I went off on a tangent because I love I love college football playoff expansion. I love debating how the playoffs should look. Ever since I was a kid, this is something that has enamored me. But this is more of an off-season conversation, typically. But this news obviously came out today. Jake sent me a link, and I thought it was quite intriguing. But as far as the Big Ten, SEC, both getting four automatic bids in 2 years when the college football playoff goes to 14 teams. I mean, I think it's unequivocally going to happen. Do you think it's going to happen, Jake?
Yeah, I think it should, too. I mean, part of this discussion, too, is that as it currently stands, the Big 12 and the ACC are going to get an automatic bye. The champion is going to get an automatic bye. Does that seem fair to you? I mean, if Florida State beats Clemson, I might riot right now. Because the ACC will not have anybody that's worthy of it. The Big 12 is going to end up with, you know, we'll see. You always want to see, you know, maybe Kansas State ends up being a good team, but I don't know. It's just we're acting like these conferences are built the same. They're not. They're built completely different right now.
No, the Big Ten said, all right, we want the two best teams. Well, no, never mind. We want the four best teams from the conference that used to exist and doesn't anymore, even though they're trying to exist, which is the Pac-12, which is now the Pac-7, I guess. And the SEC said, hey, we're going to take the Big 12, which is not all that strong to begin with, although it's probably better than the ACC. We're going to take your two best teams. The Big Ten took the four best teams over here. Like, with all due respect to the Big 12 and ACC, you are the leftovers. I don't even mean that rudely. I don't mean it complimentary. I mean, you are the teams that they did not want. That is the fact of the matter. Oregon State and Washington State, you are the ultimate leftovers. I mean, you're not even in an actual conference at the moment. Almost want to use the word R, the R word, I mean. You're like rejects is what you are. And those are two schools I was very interested in coming out of high school, too. So, I mean, no disrespect. It just is what it is. 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how badly you might want it to equal 5 sometimes. So, for me, we're going to have a 14-team playoff, 4 Big Ten, 4 SEC teams. And I don't know how you argue with that right now. Like, we've talked about this. You look at the top 7 teams in the country right now. All right, 4 of them are SEC, 3 are Big Ten. You look at the top 10 teams in the country, they're all Big Ten and SEC, and 1 ACC, which is Miami, who you could easily argue should have lost to Virginia Tech. Then 11, USC, Big Ten, SEC, SEC. Finally, you get a second non-Big Ten SEC team at number 14, and it's Notre Dame, and they're not even in a conference. Like, I don't know how you argue with the SEC and the Big Ten right now saying we want 4 apiece and do something about it. So I don't know how you stop that. All right. How long we got till break, Jake? We got to go?
We probably could go. We'll see if Matt Slauson's ready to roll.
All right. We're going to head to break. We're going to talk with my good buddy, my former teammate, Matt Slauson, when we return. And then after my buddy Matt Slauson joins us, we'll close out the show debating a little Micah Mazzucca and talking a little Nebraska volleyball. So anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.